First of all, hey y'all, it's your girl the ghetto motherfucking mother goose. I am so mad right now that my fucking phone cut me off while I was recording, but I'm so happy right now and grateful for having my 3 subscribers that I'm not even mad no more about it. Like y'all, I did not even know y'all was listening to me. I'm so fucking happy. Like, so welcome my 3 subbies. How are y'all feeling? Hopefully all is well. Y'all are blessed as we all are. And y'all are feeling hopeful and positive and inspired. So, I did not even want to do an anchor today. That was not even my plans. Well, actually, it's never my plans. It's always God's plans. So, I happened to look at my phone, and I seen that Anchor was saying something about a scholarship. I mean, a sponsorship. So, I'm like, okay, they must be offering me some new sponsorships or whatever. I was like, because I'm active again. I made a video, so maybe they offer me some sponsorships. And normally what the sponsorships are, they're just ads that play, like commercials that play during your video or whatever. And then you get a few little bit of change from it. So, every time it's played or whatever. So I'm like, all right, let me just see what they're talking about. And then I happen to click on there and see that I have 3 new subscribers. I'm so fucking happy. So I just wanted to come on here, and I just wanted to talk about, trusting God's plan. I mean, that's all we really can do, Like, with me being a transgender female, you get what I'm saying? I go through a lot. And not so much even like a lot on the outside, but on the inside, just with me being a transgender female, me being spiritually based, and believing that God has a plan not only for me, but for everybody that is for good, it's all for good, because you can't get the bad without the good, and a good wouldn't feel so bad without the bad. So just like trying to keep that mindset in, like, a bitch goes through a lot, I'm just trying to let the words flow. So it's just like, I really just be in my head a lot, just overthinking, trying to make things right, trying to do things that's not in my control, And what I come to realize is that for me, in my spiritual belief and background, my life was already written. My life was predestined. Things that happen in my life, everything that happens in my life is preordained. You get what I'm saying? Everything. So, I'll be like, all right, I'll be trying to keep that in my mind, but then I also just be thinking I'm controlling shit, And then I get to a point where God puts me in a place where it's like, bitch, you gotta realize you're not controlling nothing, that I'm in control of everything, honey. Like, you be wanting a quick fix. You want things to not be so fucked up. You want things to happen quick, but you can't do that. You can't manipulate God, and you can't manipulate the plan. And for me, it's like, I don't be wanting to go through the plan sometimes, I don't want to go through the pain. I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be depressed. I don't want to experience loss. I don't want to experience heartache. I don't want to experience change like that. That's the Taurus in me. I don't want to experience change like that. And a lot of times I'll try to do everything in my power to alleviate change to a certain extent. But at this point in my life, being 30, like, so many things are falling apart, but I know so many things are coming together. Like, I lost one of my best friends or whatever, not physically, but spiritually. Like, we're not no longer connected. She's still alive, but we're not good no more, And that fucks with me, you know? And having somebody that you grew up with from 14 years, like, you know, like from high school, like, I met this bitch when I was freshly in high school. We've been friends since I was 15, going into 29. So that's like 14 years, you get what I'm saying? Like, to experience that loss, you know, and then for me not being able to identify that I am affected by that loss. Because see, a lot of times I'll tend to act like I'm not affected by some shit, but deep down I am, you know? So with those emotions being realized and being surfaced as far as me, you know, missing her or feeling bad behind what happened, you know what I'm saying? It's just a whole bunch of things that come from that. Like, you know, that come from betrayal like that. Because you times. Okay, hold on. I'm a times it for y'all. Hold on. 365 times 14. That's 5,110 days that me and her have existed in each other's lives. So to have something like that be snatched from you, you know, regardless of, not even regardless, because I'm not going to dismiss that, but just to have that person snatched from you like that, it leaves a hole, you know? It leaves some emptiness, you get what I'm saying? And then when you... And then the crazy part about it is like, a person will do you dirty, and you would think that because the way society is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I am a brown-skinned, you know, chocolate girl, you get what I'm saying? And with her being a light-skinned trans female, you get what I'm saying? Like, thick, you know, curvy body or whatever, gather a lot of attention in the streets, whoop-de-whoop. Not even whoop-de-whoop, gather a lot of attention in the streets, got a lot of attention from niggas, gather a lot of attention, just gets a lot of attention in general. You would think, I would think, that, bitch, why the fuck is you trying to step on my toes for when you're already, in society eyes, you know, top tier? And it's like, for that to happen, it was just crazy. It was just like, that's just too much. You get what I'm saying? And then it's the principle upon how it happened. It's like, all right, so I'm going to tell y'all the team. I'm going to give y'all a small version of it. So the thing is, me and Miss Mamas was chilling with a dude or whatever. I like to do my E-pill sometimes, you know, but I like certain drugs. As I do my podcast more, we'll indulge in that. But we was popping some pills, some E-pills or whatever. And, we was coming down, and a bitch didn't want the party to be over. So I have a dude that a friend in my area that, you know, like, he's just like somebody I just play with casually or whatever. I hit him up or whatever, and he like, oh yeah, you know, I got some pills, I got some E-pills, and I got some weed or whatever. So I'm like, perfect, come through with the pills or whatever, and, you know, bring that it for weed. And me and my girlfriend, we're going to have some fun. Mind you, I see this nigga, like, close to 10 times. Maybe over 10 times. So, I'm familiarized with him. You get what I'm saying? I'm familiarized with the dick. I'm familiarized with how shit go. I'm familiarized with it. And though he's handsome, like, it's like that, like, you know, like, I'm not tripping over no shit like that. Like, if I'm bringing some dick to share, bitch, clearly I don't have no emotions attached to it, because I'm not going to share no dick I'm emotionally attached to. That's just not what's going to happen. So I tell him to come over, whatever. Now, mind you, my apartment is comfy. You know what I'm saying? It's not the biggest, it's not the smallest, but it's my apartment, is my palace, and that's my shit, and I'm gonna stick by it, period. So every time I go in the bathroom, she whispering to this nigga. Mind you, when he came in, I had to push him on her because I'm like, don't do that. You know, like sometimes you have a friend and a person could be more cool. Like, you know, like a person could be shy, whatever. And they'll lend more over to the person that they know than try to meet up, you know, just try to conversate with the new person or whatever. So I'm like, you know, go, you know, be nice. Talk to her. Like, don't do that. Don't make it awkward. Like, don't make it like, oh, I'm just here. So I'm just gonna chill with you. No, like, you know, go talk with her too. So he starts trying to be friendly or whatever. So long story short, every time I go in the bathroom, she's whispering to him or whatever. So they winds up playing around without me. And the way it went down, because see, I'm still coming off this pill, and the way it went down, it seemed so shiesty, so sneaky, you know? So I'm like, so I blacked on him, because I'm like, because I'm thinking in my head, I'm thinking he's infatuated with her or whatever, or like he's living for her, so let me, you know, like you, like he the one who did some sneaky shit, so let me come at him, because at the end of the day, we're friends. You could have told me what the fuck the situation was. And I went and gave a fuck. Especially then, because I was coming down. I was groggy. A bitch was low on motherfucking dopamine. And I just did not want to really be bothered. You get what I'm saying? Like, I really didn't want to be bothered. So, I mean, preferably if he would have knocked on the door, left the pills and the fucking weed, that would have worked for me. Personally, look, I didn't even want to see you. Let alone do something with you. I'm trying to continue to high, honey. I'm still trying to chase the motherfucking dragon. So I ain't got time for all the extra shit. But I'm going all like, you could at least just told me. You get what I'm saying? Because now I'm like looking at it like, damn, like, I fuck with you. Like, why would you try to, like, you know, come to find out, honey. Now, we all know our friends. We all know what our friends say, what our friends don't say. We know that. We know how they talk. We know this. When that motherfucker told me that bitch said she wanted him all to him. When he told me that she told him that she wanted him all to herself, baby, that was it. I apologized to him. I told him I'm sorry. I told him that, you know, that wasn't the plan. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm sorry, you know, that happened like that, because that wasn't what it was supposed to be given. You get what I'm saying? I shouldn't have done that like that. I didn't know. You get what I'm saying? But I knew with her that was the case. And then once he told me that, because we're texting, like, once he's leaving, because he's really thrown off, like, oh, like, why, like, basically, why the fuck would you do me like that for? Like, why would you call me over here just to put me out on some shit? Like, I thought I was coming over here to have a good time with you. You get what I'm saying? So, I'm like, I was just over it. And to some people, it would seem small, but when there was already cracks and dents and rocks and shit that was already, not even rocks, but just cracks and dents and shit in it, you know what I'm saying, as far as me and my best friend relationship, you know what I'm saying, when that happened, it was just like, bitch, God was like, that's the last straw, I can't fuck with, like, that was it, that was the fork in the road, like, I can't fuck with you like that no more, because, bitch, you're doing shiesty shit. And then my thing is like, bitch, I had you around my nigga, my old nigga, or whatever, like, bitch, I can imagine that you did with him. Because you're moving shiesty, honey. And one thing for sure and two things for certain, after a while, it gets hard to keep that mask on. That mask is going to slip. Eventually. If a person's wearing a mask, that bitch is going to fall. So dealing with the loss of that, and then having other shit going on, you get what I'm saying? On top of, you know, dealing with, not even a breakup, but dealing with an off and on, hot and cold relationship, honey, that got a bitch on her feelings, you know, just dealing with a lot, trying to just acquire some self-love for me, this, like, at this time, you know, because it's so easy to just, it's the easiest thing to love yourself when, well, not even when, it's the easiest thing to love yourself. You say, oh, I love myself, but do you love yourself currently? Because the love you have for yourself in 2009 ain't good for 2013. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to continuously, like, I love you, I love you yesterday and good for today. In the same sense, that's like the same shit, you know? Like, you, it's, for me, it was like, bitch, you have to love yourself for who you are today, bitch. Like, you have to love yourself fully, because you will love yourself in certain aspects, but it has to be a love of yourself in its entirety, you know? So, I just been going through a lot, and I was just talking to my best friend, my other best friend today, and I was like, bitch, I was looking at old pictures of me, and I was like, bitch, you were so happy then, like, because I've been depressed for, like, a little, like, probably, like, a month or two. No, actually, I've been depressed for, like, going on 2 months or whatever, or dealing, like, just going through the depression for, like, 2 months. And I was looking at pictures, like, a month ago or whatever. Well, not a month ago, like, 2 months ago. Like, oh, bitch, you look so happy. Like, you look so good, you know? And, like, what happened? Like, what the fuck happened to make you so unhappy now? Like, what got you so depressed? And it hit me. It was like, bitch, you always had these thoughts. You always had, you know, the devil, or you always had negative thoughts surrounding you. You get what I'm saying? You always had that. But the thing about it is you're listening more to them now. And, like, that shit spoke to me. And I know, like, okay, in hindsight, God has me listening to him more now. But he has me listening to them more now so that I could remember the shit. Because once it hit me, it was like, oh, yeah, bitch, you know, you right. Like, bitch, you could, like, you did, you had these fucking thoughts, bitch. Like, you know, like, sometimes things could seem so fucked up. It could seem so fucked up. But then, when you get some perspective, it's all about perspective. When you get a new perspective on shit, it be like, you know what? Because I promise you, for that moment of, the storm that I'm in just went away. Like, bitch, that's true. You know, like, it don't go away. You know what I'm saying? But you are able to become more tolerant of it. You know. And for me, like I said, I'm an overthinker. And that's why I'm very grateful that God has placed it in my spirit once I heard it from Joel Osteen about, one, him knowing me, accepting me, and approving me before the world was formed and before I was formed in my mother's womb. Two, for him placing my, writing my life out and placing it on a shelf. And three, nothing, because I have saved some other ones too. Three, nothing can stop, or really, for really those two, from Joel, but then these other ones too, really this one, nothing can stop God's plan for your life, and I truly believe that, because even when I feel like I'm so in control, or I'm this, this, and that, which I know for me and my belief, I'm not, I think back to my childhood, you know what I'm saying? Like, even now, like, I would tell, like, even, but not, well, recently I have, I would tell God, like, I didn't choose this for my life. Nobody wants to be a transsexual. Nobody wants to be different. Nobody wants to have to always be on the fence. Nobody wants to be, you know, ostracized. This was all God's plan for me. This is all his plan for me. You get what I'm saying? Like, even with me running away at 15, going to meet some guy on fucking BGC Live, basically not being pimped out, but being taught the ropes of how to survive as a transgender. Some would say being pimped out. I would say being taught the ropes. You know, just with that and being in Queens. Mind you, I'm at some nigga house, don't know him, never met him, just like crazy shit. I'm in Queens, staying with this nigga, months on end type shit. 15 years old. Like, and I think about this shit and I'm just like, I know that was God's plan. Right into Atlantic City, going to go to do these dates, not knowing what the fuck gonna happen. Not knowing what the fuck is gonna happen. And then when I look back on it now, it's just like that is all, for me, it's all God's plan. It's all God's plan. All God's plan. And I just have to keep that in the forefront of my brain. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to ramble too much or whatever, but I just wanted to talk about that, you know? And if you're spiritual like me, and if you're not, you know, just know the universe has a plan for you. And if you are spiritual like me, just know that God has a plan for you. And if you're an overthinker like me, I don't know what to say. Because everybody's life is different. So I don't want to apply my shit onto your shit and then make it the same. But I mean, in hindsight, it really is the same though. It really is the same. God is in control. Like, that's just point blank period. Like, none of us can get around it. God is in control of everything. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And the beautiful. He's in control of every fucking thing. And as long as you have that, that shall always give you comfort, whether the storm doesn't stop or whatever. As long as you just know that you know who controls the storm and you know that he's going to use it for your good, that should give you some type of comfort to make it through. Anywho, I am so happy for my subscribers once again. I really, really am happy for y'all. Please stay. Please, you know, share it. If you connect with what I'm saying, and if you feel like other people will connect with what I'm saying, if you know somebody who is in the LGBT community, LGBTIQA, you know, community, speak to them, share it, and just share it, because you never know who it may touch, you never know who it may help, you never know. So that is all, y'all. Much prosperity from the ghetto motherfucking Mother Goose, and I'll be back. I'll definitely be back with some cultural topics, you know.